This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I know they wanted to win. I know their fans wanted to win. But by every measurable, at least from our seat, hell of a season for the Cleveland Browns. Teague, we're joined by their backup quarterback, Case Keenum, who had a great year a couple of years back with the Vikings, and he knows the NFL as well as anybody. He's been around the block for sure. Case, Teague, and Tierney, how you doing today?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Really well. I'm sure you heard me on the intro. Congrats. I know you guys were looking for more, but congrats on an awesome season. Some bad breaks in the last game, which we'll obviously get to, but all in all, it must have been a blast, and you guys must have really enjoyed it.
You know, it was, and the further away you get from the sting of the other night, you know, what is today, Tuesday? You know, it still hurts, but, man, you can't take away anything that this team did, the city's fans, the Browns organization, just everybody involved with this season has nothing to hang their hat on or nothing to hang their head down. Yeah. About because man, it's been a special year, and it was really fun to be a part of. That's for sure.
You know, Case, it's interesting because you've been to a couple of different stops, and I'm sure you, like everybody, had a preconceived notion about what Cleveland was going to be like. This was your first year there. When you got there, obviously Coach Stefanski was new, and it was a different energy, I'm sure, than what had previously permeated the grounds there. But when you walked in and those first few months, what did it feel like to you? Did it feel like, man, this is one of the worst organizations that we've seen in the NFL? Or what did it feel like it was fresh, like the product on the field ultimately turned out to be?
You know, one it was a little different because we didn't walk in the building for
That's a
while.
Point. That's a great point.
Until, late July there for training camp. Even beforehand and then when we actually did walk in the building, you know, I have been a part of, a lot of different places and talked to a lot of friends. And there's organizations who are top shelf and first class and other, ones that aren't. And I tell you, the Browns organization from top to bottom is first class. And the way they do things, the way they operate, the facilities are great. But the people is specifically what I'm talking about, man, from all the way to the top to the grounds crew.
Baker's the grounds crew.
yeah, obviously. He takes very good care of his own place.
That's a good point.
It's his house, he better.
Yeah, no, yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, the commercials are great, man. Even the commercial, that's awesome. I mean, it's all really good.
So. But it's interesting you say that because I feel like the commercials made it feel like the Browns were this, like a different organization that we've expected. And maybe that was intentional or maybe it wasn't. You're right about the people. A good friend of mine who used to work at the Giants, Peter John Baptiste, is your PR guy. And so, I understand how the people are right. The product, how did that get right? And really, it was overnight. It went from this sub mediocre to this really good, consistent product that we saw on the field every week last season.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think this the success ingredient, the secret recipe, was overnight. Ask Joel Bitonio, mm-hmm. who spent his whole career there and won as many games this year as he has probably his entire career there, 7 or 8, 9 year career. It wasn't overnight for him. It wasn't overnight for, those guys I was telling you about that work in the building who have been there for years, for decades. So I think that, man, I think Kevin and Andrew put together the right combination of people, and, you know, just guys were ready to work, and they put in the work. And Kevin and his coaching staff with AVP, Joe Woods, man, the DC, and all those guys, they put us in the right position to be successful. And, you know, I think Baker did a heck of a job leading the guys this year. It wasn't easy to learn an entire new offense that really was very, very different from what he had been used to. You know, what Kevin brought in, and he was able to do it on Zoom in the offseason, and then a shortened training camp and no preseason games. So that was impressive on his part, you know, specifically speaking Baker, but the whole team, the whole staff, man, it was hats off to everybody for doing a great job.
Yeah, and I want to ask you a little bit more about Baker. That's Case Keenum, of course. And listen, you yourself had to go through this. It's one, you didn't have to learn it on Zoom necessarily, but, you know, when you're going from the Rams to the Vikings to Denver, and you're going through five teams in 5 years, you yourself are going in, new playbook, new teammates, new style, new voices. It's hard. So you can certainly appreciate what Baker had to do in this crazy pandemic offseason. Tiki asked you about your perception of the Browns coming in, and we all had the same perception, even though we both thought on this show they'd be a playoff team this year. Up until the last year or so, they've been a punchline, you know, basically 30 years, unfortunately. What did you think about Baker before you actually got in a quarterback room with him on Zoom? Well, eventually on Zoom with him. Were you surprised he was so buttoned up? What were your preconceived notions about Baker Mayfield specifically?
You know, somebody asked me that, and I didn't have a ton. You know, probably the first thing is that we're Texas quarterbacks, and you know how Texas quarterbacks stick together. You know, there's a lot of them in the NFL. But probably like everybody, I watched him in college and do what he did. I knew he was a polarizing figure and loved his commercials. Thought they were hilarious. So that's about all I had going in. But, man, he invited me out to Austin when we had some throwing sessions there early in the spring. And, man, you know, was a sponge and just wanted to know everything I knew about the offense that Kevin was going to bring in. And man, he put in the work. And Chose. Honestly, I can honestly say that he was one of the best leaders I've been around. It's impressive, and it's been really fun to have a front row seat to watch what he did this year.
Wow, it's a good scouting report, yeah. Huh, Teak?
How far is Wiley from Lake Travis?
Yeah, so I went to Wiley High School here in Abilene. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of Wileys in Texas, yeah. But we're probably three and a half hours. But,
okay.
Houston, where we live now, I drove up, and it's about the same.
Nice. It's nice. Because Texas football is a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
Obviously, as we all know.
It's the biggest deal.
There you go, Case. You got to say that. You're not wrong either. California might quibble at that and a few others, but I got you.
I used to know the stat.
They can think what they want.
Yeah. I used to know the stat case of the NFL guys from Texas and Florida, and I haven't kept up with it in years. But
you got Stafford. You got Colt McCoy. They're all over the place.
Yeah, they definitely are. As you think about, you know, the upcoming season, you know, one for you, what is the upcoming season going to be like for you? You still with the Browns? Where do you see yourself?
Well, with the Browns, I've got a contract there. You know, still 2 years left in my contract, and I'm excited to be there. It's a great spot. You know, I think probably we all can imagine and, you know, expect now the unexpected just mm-hmm. with COVID and how things go, and who knows what's going to happen. So yeah, no, I love the Browns. I love being there. I love Baker, Coach Stefanski, the guys there. And it's a great place to play, and we love it. And Cleveland, man, Cleveland's
yeah,
great.
It's a great city.
I mean, COVID anywhere right now is kind of shut down, but man, Cleveland really embraces us with open arms, and I'm excited to experience it.
Oh, some of the best fans in the sport.
Yeah,
I mean, what they've gone through and how they keep coming back, they're phenomenal.
Right, but Case, let me follow up. Now that you are now that you had this season, and the expectation has been met. Right, the expectation from 2 years ago wasn't met. The expectation from this year was met. The expectation is going to be even higher for 2021. You know, how do you guys stay on track, stay on course to continue to rise? Because it's been a while, as BT mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough, and that's why this game is so tough, and you respect the guys who have stayed on top for as long as they have, you know, the guys who are playing this weekend, and It's tough to do. So I think that's what Kevin and Andrew and the guys upstairs have really preached, and just being about the work that, you know, we're going to work no matter what situation is put in front of us, whether, you know, we have positive tests and we can't practice all week. So we're going to, you know, all Zoom call and do Zoom virtual walkthroughs and get ready to play that way. Then we'll do it. Or, you know, if the off season has to do this or this, whatever, we're going to work and we're going to get after the work. And what's great to have the guys who are ready, willing, and able to do that.
Hey, Case, real quick, when you say virtual Zoom walkthrough, like, are you, like, legitimately walking around while you're on the Zoom call? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, some guys are. Some guys are, you know, picturing making the play or whatever, you know, going through reads in your basement. Baker calls the play, and one by one, everybody talks about where they line up and what route they run and what the plays and checks and,
dude, that's bizarre, man.
It was interesting.
That is bizarre. I can't even imagine that. I can't imagine everyone paying attention. Like, that's the hardest part. Because, I mean, I know guys would sleep in meetings when I was playing. Like, how the heck are you getting them sitting in your basement to actually pay attention to that? It's kind of awesome that you guys were able to have success with all that going on, especially now near the end of the season.
It was impressive. because it was a must win. Obviously, it's a playoff game for us.
Yeah,
basically,
no doubt.
That last game of the year, and you know, to see guys, you know, lock in and know what to do, and man, game plan plays that we had never really gotten to practice, you know, go execute them, and so it was cool to see. Guys got a special group, that's for sure.
When you guys played the Jets, the penultimate game of the season, that was when all the receivers were out. As you know, I'm just kind of refreshing for people who might not know. And you know, somehow the Jets played a decent game. To me, I looked at that and I heard, and I believe this is true, that you guys had a walkthrough in the stadium parking lot on game day morning. First of all, is that true?
Yes. Oh,
okay. So Teague, forget about being in the basement. These guys are in the MetLife parking lot. Wow. Hours before the game. With four receivers that basically nobody knows, with all due respect. And, you know, understandable that you guys weren't a whole that game. But the Steelers game, and I know you just read, but the Steelers game, the details will blur over the years. But for you guys to come out and score the first 28 points, what you guys did that game was among the most impressive things I've ever seen in my life watching football. I think you're going to tell me, we were ready to play and we expected to win, but you can't tell us that you expected to dominate that first quarter after what you guys went through, because that's not an answer I think I can accept. There's no way that you thought you were going to do that. There's no way.
You know, I think every game, and you guys know, like, you going into a game, if you've done anything, there's unknown, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that creates some nerves, some, you know, I don't like to call it anxiety, but just some nerves and some, you know, some feelings of, you know, whatever things that might creep up, you know, and you rely on your training and you're like, okay, I worked this practice, you know, we had a great week of practice. We, you know, worked through all these issues and problems that we, you know, foresee coming up. You know, in that week, it was, you know, probably a bigger, you know, there's more room for those type things to creep in, those thoughts to creep in of, you know, what it is that might happen this week, just because we didn't have, you know, practice specifically for this game. And, you know, you kind of have to go back and rely on, you know what, like, if I'm a receiver, I've run routes my whole life and caught balls my whole life. I'm a quarterback, I've done, you know, thrown and done this. So, you know, I think guys just, you know, related kind of back to their, you know, overall training and just, you know, their entire life and what they've grown up doing and preparing for moments like that. So it's unfortunate, but I think, you know, one of these days when the story does get spread out to where, you know, none of us practiced at all and, you know, none of us saw each other and we can exaggerate however much we want.
Yeah, exactly. It'll
be a pretty fun story.
Hey, Case, tell us about Fill the Stadium and your partnership with Compassion International. This is a really great initiative.
Yeah, we're excited about this, man, and I appreciate you guys having me on to talk about this. But it really hits home, you know, kind of like the Pittsburgh game and the Jets game that you talked about, where there's no fans at the stadium. And I don't know if you guys had a chance to be at any of those games, and it's kind of eerie, it's kind of strange.
Obviously, everybody right now during these times are going through some, something, whether it's medically, with your health or financially, or just, family, friends, issues. Just there's so many things going on. And, pairing up with Compassion International, they did a deal called Fill the Stadium, and using those examples of just nobody being at these games, where there's children across the world that Compassion International has been helping, for a long, long time. And, they wanted to really reach out and up their game, especially during this time where so many people are hurting, especially charities, nonprofits. So, they're partnered together with some pro athletes to try to support 70,000 kids across the world.
That's awesome.
Just to meet basic hygiene needs, food, nutritional, just living situations, just to support them for the next year. And right now I think they're about, 25,000 kids so far, have been helped, but there's still, a lot more room to grow, and they really need people's help. And, using the picture of an empty stadium and all those fans that might go to a game, you might spend a couple $100 for tickets, parking, spend another couple $100 to get to the game, the gear, whatever it is, that $500 that you might spend going to a game. If you thought about doing that this year and weren't able to do that, if you could give to Fill the Stadium, it's fillthestadium.com. You can search for it that way, but if you can give that $500, man, that'll fill your seat. That'll fill a seat. That'll help a kid for a year. And it's a great initiative. You can find out more online, but I'm really proud, and my wife and I get to partner with them to be able to help fill a stadium.
You should be. It's an amazing initiative, as Tiki said, and we'll tweet out some of the info for you, Case. We're a little bit late.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll take care of you on that. And nothing, anything for the kids, that goes without saying. So keep doing what you do. Next step for the Brownies, who knows? Maybe the Browns are champions next year. Wouldn't surprise us. I mean, you guys have a lot of talent. So we all enjoyed the season. It was a blast watching you guys grow and build, and the perseverance throughout the circumstances was beyond impressive. So just a lot of respect to the entire franchise, man. Good having you on the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all having me, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.